Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Recording artist Atlas is back with us today to talk to us not only about his passion for music, but how he's been able to show that in his new project, Hard Act to Follow. If you're just hearing about the mixtape, we'll be telling you a little bit later how you can support it, as well as hearing one of the singles from the project called Nobody's Business. Atlas, hello to you, and welcome back to the show, man.
Yes, hello. It's been a while. I missed you guys.
Yeah, man, it has been a while. But look, you've been busy, so I totally understand it. First of all, of course, congratulations on Hard Act to Follow. You know, I think this project really does show the importance of not only being an individual, Atlas, but also being able to do things your way. What has it been like for you to share that with your listeners?
Well, it feels great to be able to share my experience with the listeners because it really opens up a unique perspective of how I see society and how I interact within it. So
right.
Different relationships, different perspectives. So it's really interesting to see how people receive that message and see if they can actually catch the message and read between the lines. So
exactly.
It's a nice communication. I'm learning.
Right, right. Well, you know, one thing I think even from, from the cover of the project, I think it really shows the importance of, you know, of not doing things, you know, in a certain way just to please other people, but really to be able to do things your way. Do you think that's been kind of the part of the success for you, of being able to kind of do the kind of music that you want to do?
Yes, definitely. I want to teach people. I want to talk to people. I want to speak on an intellectual base. I want to be a lyricist. I want my words to mean something. So it's important to get that aspect across instead of just bouncing and just talking about how many times I'm going to kill you in one round. And it's not all about that.
Right.
I mean, you got to be a peaceful cookout or something.
Right.
So
right.
I'm just trying to bridge that gap of some real music. You know, it's just, I could come from the hood and not be a product of it. So,
right. You know, you bring
this
up a good
represents that.
Yeah, yeah, and you bring up a good point, Atlas, about the lyricism, because that is one thing, even from the first time you and I spoke on the air here, you know, one thing I noticed is that words matter to you. When did you realize the power of words? When did that become something that you really realized?
Well, that's a funny story. I mean, it started out when I was in third grade only. And that's when I really started to understand. I went into the classes. I was a knucklehead. Around that age, but my brothers was much worse with getting in trouble. So went to the school, went in class. My first day of class in third grade, the teacher came into class a little loud. He said, "Oh, I see you're gonna be just like your brother." I said, "What?" I'm like, "I ain't gonna do anything." I'm like, I was a little loud and obnoxious, but I'm a kid. I'm like, I didn't think she's gonna single me out like that. So I said, okay, you know what? So I acted differently. I spoke differently. I said, I'm going to prove you wrong. And by the end of that semester, that marking period, I proved her wrong. She sat me down and said, you know, you really did prove me wrong, and I apologize for saying that because I was wrong for that. I paint you like you'll be just like your brother or something like that, and I didn't judge you by your own character. And
right.
It taught her a lot. So that's when I realized that not only my words matter, but my actions matter. And I spoke that into existence, that I'll prove her wrong. So learning from that experience taught me that, okay, I can teach other people. I can teach adults something. I can teach grown-ups something. People can learn something from me. So it's important that I go ahead and pick up on different things and start watching and being able to keep on make that experience repetitious and be able to teach others.
Yeah, and that's exactly what you've been able to do. You know, you bring up a good point, and I didn't know that story before, but you bring up a good point about how it's very easy for people to be pigeonholed, very easy for people to be judged just based on what people think or what their own perception has been. Do you think that has been probably one of the, you know, the biggest things you've had to overcome is not allowing people to judge you, you know, as they would judge a book by its cover?
Yes, definitely. I'll be interacting around the neighborhood, and sometimes I used to be coming up, they'll be like, "Oh, you talking white." I'm like, what does that mean?
Right.
What do you mean? How do you talk a color? So that's when I really became conscious of a certain kind of ignorance, because that's a special kind of ignorance.
Right.
And I had to really put them up on game. Like, yo, you can't speak a color. I'm just speaking proper English. I'm like, yeah, if I was talking in a neighborhood or around here, I would speak a little slang, but there's different places. You got to speak a different way. You got to be able to adapt to your environment. So
right.
I think I really had to get that message across, and, yeah, that definitely threw me for a loop, and that's when I realized that.
You know, I think that in itself, you just helped somebody who's been going through that, I'm sure, Atlas, just by you sharing that story, because I think it is, you know, I was just having this conversation with a friend of mine yesterday, that, you know, it is sad that, you know, people are very quick to throw a label on you. They're very quick to say, you know, if you happen to speak a certain way, that you're trying to be something else. But do you think that part of not only doing what you've done as an artist is not only being able to entertain, but also to show people that you can be successful just by being yourself?
Yes. I just try to get across my message. I try to, and I do it within trying to make something catchy, make the hook catchy. That way it'll capture those people that might not listen to my type of record naturally, but if they listen to that chorus, that might catch their attention. So then they'll be able to listen in, and they'll be able to see what type of person I am. So, and that really lets people see me for who I am, and see others for who they are, and have empathy for others in different certain types of situations. So it really tries to bridge that gap with that. So just trying to communicate that and have people get to know me for who I am.
Exactly. And I think that's what it's all about. For those who are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. Recording artist Atlas is back with us today. We're talking to him not only about the love of music, but also the new mixtape, Hard Act to Follow. We'll tell you a little bit later how you can get it for yourself. You guys also here in a moment will be hearing his single, Nobody's Business. So, you know, let's talk about teamwork, because, of course, your team, you know, with the fam, you guys are always talking about, especially on those social media, the importance of working together, building together. Do you think that also is one of the things that has kept you inspired as an artist?
Yes. Working with my team, I'll be able to see things from their perspective and their experiences and things that they've been going through. So working with people like LMF or working with Caso Green and working with Young Vet, even though that's my manager, he still has a lot of viewpoints from an artist's perspective as well. Working with the whole team, Ebony, we just really growing together, and it really brings that type of that family type of base to my project as I try to bring it out to others. I want to support that support right there motivates me to keep on going, and or even any lack of support from others, it really motivates me to keep on going even harder. So whatever it is only going to try to motivate my grind and make me more hungry.
I'm going to ask you, Atlas, a question in reverse of how I normally ask it. Typically, I ask people, you know, how has social media helped them in reaching the world? For you, though, I want to ask the opposite, because I noticed that not only are you using social media, but you've made a conscious effort to be able to still work with the community, to kind of be seen in the community, and to actually be, you know, be among people. Why has that been so important for you, that even though you have the world at your fingertips through the internet, that you still go out and make sure that you're reaching people hand to hand?
Well, yeah, I wouldn't want a computer interaction base. I wouldn't want to become a computer. I ain't got a computer heart or nothing. So I like to get out there in the community and really get to know people and really see their smile and see what inspires them. It's good to be in the trenches and to really see what's going on in the world and going on in your community, and to be a part of that and try to build smiles on other people's faces, try to help other people, and try to build as a community, because together we can rise up. I've been an underdog all my life, so it's only to say what other people have been going through, how they've been feeling. So I know I've been through a lot. I only can empathize for others. So that's why I'm in the community trying to help others through that.
You've definitely been able to do that. So talk to us about the single we're about to hear. As I mentioned, of course, the new project is called Hard Act to Follow. The single is called Nobody's Business. Tell us a little bit about that single.
nobody's business. I get my LL Cool J on a little bit right here. I mean, you definitely, it's something for the ladies. It's where it really ain't nobody's business who I'm with or how I interact with her. And, you know, so it's nobody else's business. It's about us two and about building building our relationship on a personal basis, not a public base. So it's basically keeping all that private and keeping that away from social media and other people trying to poison that. So it's trying to, because in the beginning stages, that's what's most important anyway, on building that foundation.
Right.
So that's what that's all about.
Well, for those who have not had a chance to hear it, here is Nobody's Business from Atlas from his new project, Hard Act to Follow. We'll be back with our conversation with Atlas right after this.
You'll always be mine. Sing it to the world. Always be my boy. I'll always be your girl. Nobody's business. Ain't nobody's business.
Nobody business but us two, shit. I ain't gotta worry, no trouble to give you what you been missing. Your heart's a jewel, more valuable than my riches. This is not what you used to, ha. My baby, my boo boo. Got my ex trying to question who you. But enough is enough, so I laughed and chucked up the deuce deuce. Cause nobody could get me to lose you. Let a hater in, say what I choose to. Just us, this is not for the YouTube. And I love that, so I had to advance. Chance, past never had a chance. Rubbing that damn magic lamp. My hot girl, Miss Scarlet Fever. Only time I heard Scalise for my Xena. My lady, my woman, and I need her. I can say that, cause that's my Gina. She not in the streets, you probably never seen her. Grind like me, got racks like Serena. A real go-getter, naturally really eager. She set it off, my queen Latifah. Sexy as hell, damn girl, nice to meet you. Shallow, I know, look at those features. Then it got deeper, when I got deeper. Nobody's business, that neither. It's no secret, it's just my leisure. But it's all good, that's proper procedure. Test her, you can beg her, you can have her. Keep her, fuck what you heard, don't love these hoes neither. She'll walk past you like she don't see ya. When I'm on the court, she always in the bleachers.
Nobody's Business by Atlas from his new project, of course, we've been talking about today, Hard Act to Follow. Atlas is actually back with us today to talk to us not only about the new mixtape, but also what it's been like for him to share the message. Atlas, I want to talk about satisfaction for a moment, because it has to feel good to be able to do the music like we talked about earlier that you love to do, to see people respond to it. You know, what is probably for you the biggest reward or being able to be a recording artist?
Well, the biggest reward is when somebody's able, they like that song. They're like, that's my song. I think of this song when I was going through this, and it reminds them of a time that they've been through in their life, or reminds them of a time they celebrated in life, or this song is really the checkpoint for that moment in their life or the future moments in life. So mm-hmm. I love it when they be able to really quote my lyrics for me, back to me, that really impacted them. So that really gives me a good feedback on what type of things that really touch people and what really matters.
Right, exactly. What really matters. So, you know, I normally talk to artists, especially like yourself, about what success looks like, you know, especially as you've gone throughout your career. As you said, you, like the rest of us, Atlas, have gone through your difficult times. You know what it's like to go through your challenges. How has your idea of success changed through those challenges?
Well, my idea of success, it really never changed. Through those challenges, my idea of success has always been try to help my people that's been in the trenches with me. I wanted to help my friends. I wanted to help my family. I wanted to help everybody around me, including myself, live good and live life the way it was meant to be lived,
right.
With no restraints and enjoying it and having fun and building a good foundation that we could build upon with others and building a team.
Right.
Something that's motivational and inspiring to others.
Gotcha.
So I'm just trying to elevate me and everybody else around me, and it never really changed in the gate, the same old.
Yeah. Well, you know, all of that kind of comes through Hard Act to Follow, whether it's songs, of course, like you have on there, like Feel My Pain, Motivated, but also, of course, my personal songs, like I'm a Problem, and even as you mentioned, Nobody's Business, the message of that, and also When I Show Up, there's definitely something, I think, on here for everybody, and I think that's one of the great things about it. Again, everyone, recording artist Atlas has been back with us today, talking to us not only about the journey that's led him to where he is today, releasing his new mixtape, Hard Act to Follow. Now, Atlas, we've heard the single, we've talked about the project. How can our listeners be able to get it for themselves?
They can go to www.wedafam.com. That's WEDAFAM.com. It should definitely be on there by tonight. Also, you can find me in the streets if you're around Elizabeth or around New Jersey or around New York. I'm definitely going to be distributing them out in the streets and, you know, get that facial recognition.
Right.
And we're going to have fun.
All right. So make sure you guys are looking out for Atlas. You guys can also find him, of course, you know, on Facebook like the rest of us. You guys can find him there as well as the rest of the We The Fam family. You guys can find him there as well. But, again, the new project is called Hard Act to Follow. Make sure you guys are bookmarking that website that Atlas mentioned, www.wedafam.com is where you guys can go to be able to stay connected with them as well as, of course, to see what's coming up next. Make sure also you heard Atlas say if you're in New Jersey, New York, look for him. He's definitely out there, and you guys can be able to get it directly from the artist himself. Atlas, man, congratulations to you as always. Always good to catch up with you and the family. And look, it goes without saying, you welcome back here anytime.
Thank you. I missed you guys, and I'm glad to be here again, glad to be heard again. You guys can definitely reach me on Twitter, get my Twitter followers up. I'm just getting back on there, so hopefully, you know, I get a couple retweets. X Atlas Hip Hop X. Hit me up, or you can hit me up on SoundCloud at Atlas Hip Hop or Instagram at the same, or YouTube, Atlas The Original. I need y'all to check in with me. You know, talk to me. Let's have this conversation. Let's make some music.
All right. So, hey, Atlas, I just want to make sure that we got that right on Twitter. So it's X, Atlas Hip Hop X?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so we'll make sure that we actually tag you. We'll make sure we're following you as well, but also make sure that we tag you so that our followers can be able to get it as well. We also will tag the link to this conversation as well, Atlas, on there, so they can be able to get it as well as for those who may have missed it live, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. Again, everyone, recording artist Alice has been back with us. I want to thank our good friend Young Vet for setting up this conversation. I want to thank all of you guys for tuning in to another edition of Conversations Live. Now, if you came in late and missed part of the show, don't worry. Thanks to our online friends, you guys can catch the podcast just a few moments as we go off the air. All you have to do is go to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. That's Conversations with an S, liveradio.com. Also, if you're friends with us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter, the links are already available on both of those places. Head over to facebook.com/CyrusWeb, or you can go over to twitter.com/CyrusWeb. Click on that link. You can listen to the show completely for free and even share it with your friends using the social media buttons you'll find there. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day. Enjoy your life. Enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. You all make it a great one.